Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Ramble.
That was always Damien's thing. Even if we had like actual food, Damien would just always like make some concoction that he would eat.
I call it bachelor chow.
I always like feel like it's nice to get your opinion out there, but I really like keeping my Twitter just like... just funny, dumb stuff.
I have one titled Saran Wrap, and the only thing I wrote was a video about one of us struggling to cut Saran Wrap.
Yes!
Extreme hiker bundled up in their mummy sleeping bag, but still threatening to beat your ass.
Modern day Monty Python.
Get over there. I'll kick your ass.
You can't kick my ass. You're stuck in there. I'm not stuck.
This is a choice.
It's a choice. I could leave any time.
I think the nice thing about doing the podcast from home is that I can crap myself and it's not going to be a problem ultimately for anyone.
I might have
pooped my pants already and there's no way you're going to know.
I don't know, man. Zoom is pretty good. They have a smell feature probably.
A smell feature.
You can smell out of these crap days, in my pants. Dude.
If there was a smell feature on these things, would you subscribe to it? Would you?
No.
Would you?
Why? I hate smelling you anyway. You smell like pepper.
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 But what if there is a wet dog?
I don't want that.
Then, wet dog.
Guys, wet dog doesn't smell that bad, honestly. I like
wet dog smells bad, and my cat smells like pee-pee. So animals are bad.
Well, you should give
them.
You should get some like those cleaning wipes for pets. Those are
I use
helpful.
It.
Have
constantly.
You ever thought about
she still smells like pee-pee.
Have you ever thought about not peeing on your cat?
No. No, this is America. Oh, no, I'm not going to say that even as a joke. That's clearly not worked well for people in the past. Yeah. I've never peed on my cat.
I never peed on my cat.
I did not pee on my cat.
Oh, my God. Well, guys, we are. Thanks for joining me for another episode of the Smoshcast. It's having fun with my boys edition.
You got a champion.
I really want to ask right now, how do you guys take your coffee these days?
It's funny you ask because I just changed. I used to be a cream and sugar boy. As of 3 days ago, I've started doing black coffee because I'm like, if I'm going to be a total glutton at home and just eating snacks constantly, I have to pick my poison somewhere. So no more cream and sugar for me.
Wow.
Yeah. Bro, respect.
I could drink black coffee. The problem is my teeth get stained really easily. So I put in a little bit of half and half just to try to mitigate that. It maybe doesn't do anything, but
I can only take coffee black if I have like the like some pumps of sweetener in it and it's cold. I can't do hot black coffee.
Iced black coffee is really good.
Yeah.
Wait, Damien, is that the coffee that you're drinking right now? Is that my favorite coffee?
I wish, dude. So Ian was nice enough to send us each a box of my favorite coffee. The morning that it got to me, I had just opened up the like worst batch of like store brand coffee that I bought during quarantine times because it was literally all that was left on the shelf. But I also have a thing about wasting stuff. So I open it up, make the coffee, then open up the box I just got. And then there's a way better option. So I'll do it in a month.
I will say I am drinking my favorite coffee in my Brianna Boho mug.
Hey.
Wow, amazing.
Is that a mug that was given to you at,
on tour?
On tour,
I think it was in Portland.
Yeah.
Was that where we got it?
No, it was Arizona.
I think it was Arizona.
I love this mug. It's a big boy mug. Like I can put a lot of coffee in it.
It's a large sun.
My favorite coffee is like, I mean, maybe I'm just No, I think it's stronger than my other coffees. Like, it works.
Whoa. Well,
because I put the same amount.
Yeah.
No matter what.
Well, the flavor could be more bold. That's for sure.
No, like I feel my heart racing.
Huh?
It's possible. Cause I've heard that like light roasted coffee has a little more caffeine, but I think it's such a nominal amount.
Mm. Yeah, I don't know. I think maybe just the other coffees I had were actual garbage.
I think Ian might just sent you a bag of cocaine.
Yeah.
I do that sometimes. Just to mix it up.
Just by accident.
Good old white coffee. good old Colombian matcha, they call it.
Shane, you just put half and cocaine. Half, that's it?
Yeah, just a little bit of half and half. I don't like to get too crazy.
Half and half, I feel like, is like the it's like, it's nothing. Like, because there's like, milk, and then there's like oat milk, and there's almond milk, and then like half and half is just like, I'm just here. Like, I don't know, because there's like no flavor.
Yeah, what? half and half is the centrists of dairy.
What?
I taste dairy flavors really strongly. Like half and half to me is like back in when I in my major glutton days, I used to take a little bit of half and half, a little bit of sugar, and just mix it up in a cup and just have a little treat.
I remember there was a time when
it was
late at night. Back when Davey and I lived together, and my ex at the time was like, I'm really hungry. Is there anything to eat in your kitchen? And Damien turns around from the corner and just goes, well, if you guys are hungry, I could make you some vanilla milk. What?
It's called being a good roommate. I have extra vanilla milk. I'm going to give it to you, Shane.
But it's like a vanilla latte, but without Damien's, the coffee.
That was always Damien's thing. Even if we had like actual food, Damien would just always like make some concoction that he would eat. Like that was always what he would eat.
I call it bachelor chow. And it's
dude, that's literally that one episode of The Office where Michael Scott's like, Pam is like, do you have any coffee? And he's like, milk and sugar. And she's like, oh, great. And it's literally just milk and sugar.
Yes.
And she's like, do you drink this every day?
It's so good.
That's a medieval drink right there.
Yeah.
Like, you know, they used to actually just drink.
Probably. I don't doubt it. You know what? You're right. And for anybody to be drinking like the people did in medieval times, Dimmesdale, Dimmadome, Damien Haas is probably the guy to do that.
That's me.
Damien Dale Stimadone. Ian, how do you take your coffee?
I mean, I always usually take it black unless I've like let the coffee sit too long on the, if I did like the Mr. Coffee, which is like, you know, the coffee sits in the pot on a little like hot plate. If you let it sit too long on there for like an
sour,
hour or two.
Yeah.
Yeah. It gets like, I think cause it like a lot of the water evaporates. So it just gets like really nasty. Mm-hmm. And then I'll spike it with some milk.
I thought you were about to just say with some
I don't know why I said that. Whiskey. Like E-40. Like, go.
Yeah, I get like milk rash before the podcast.
Yeah. But have you guys ever tried like a Vietnamese coffee before?
What's that?
I can't say I have, no.
It's like, I think it's a espresso with condensed milk.
Oh, I want that in my
body.
Is that
that TikTok thing that everyone's doing?
No, that's whipped instant coffee.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's like a special name for it, but I don't feel like finding it.
It's pretty good.
Got it. Dal.
It looks cool.
Some of the D, right?
It looks like the coffee we had in Australia when they make it.
It's
like when I would get the macchiato and stuff, it was like that thick, like look.
Yeah, the milk.
So. I will say it is unlike any coffee thing you've ever had, probably, because it's sort of like they whip it into like weird
Shane.
Stop.
It's whipped What's in like up? A weird like whipped cream kind of consistency, and you let it like drip down into your almond milk or whatever. It's very weird. It's very good. It's strong. You're gonna like see the flipping future after you drink it, and just
That's funny, dude. The coffee in general made me. Oh, sorry for the people who aren't only listening. Shane did a weird ass move with his chapstick.
I put chapstick on. That is all I did, and
it was so extra.
He made it in
anime
event.
Style.
Yes.
Oh, I feel like gosh.
Many people will know there's a TikTok where a guy puts on chapstick in
it's
the most
so
theatrical
weird.
Way,
I've
but
seen
he barely
it.
Touches the chapstick to his lips. Mm. It's so good.
It's great.
So good.
Okay, with my coffee, I do caramel almond creamer usually, or hazelnut. Whoa. I love hazelnut.
Yum.
Not much though. And then sometimes I have this thing that's cinnamon sugar. So it's like cinnamon and sugar mix that I'll just dust on top. When things are normal again, I can't wait to roll through Starbucks and get my iced coffee with 4 pumps of vanilla or 4 pumps of hazelnut, whichever. It's delicious.
It's called Dalgona coffee.
Oh, that's the thing. Yeah. I've seen
the whip thing.
Me and Olivia tried to make it in a live stream like a couple weeks ago, and it was
Oh, yeah.
It was.
I feel like it's like one of those things where I don't think anyone, I mean, I never heard of it. I feel like nobody knew about it until the quarantine.
Dude.
And then all of a sudden, everyone's like, well, let's all do it.
It's
like one of those weird things.
It's TikTok.
It's got to be TikTok. And I think it's interesting that our generation is getting something like TikTok during our like quarantine times. Like, I feel like every generation who's had to go through a major, major thing has come up with some invention out of pure necessity, like Dalgona coffee, which sounds like a thing from Breath of the Wild. But like, we're learning about it through TikTok. So you don't have to like hear about it through your community. It's like the world all at once immediately knows it. And with East and West Germany, there were those in East Germany who, like, when they were finally liberated, really missed the instant coffee that they had. That was the only instant coffee that existed in East Germany. They're like, we can't find it anymore. And I feel it's wrong. Like, it's just funny. We're all going to miss our Dalgona after this.
That's crazy. Yeah. I feel like TikTok is this new weird form of, like, word of mouth. Like, obviously, it's social media, but it's like people are finding out just through videos. Like, I will say in quarantine, I've ordered at least two items. Like one is a face mask, and then another is like a face oil foundation. And it's just because of TikTok videos or people reviewing on YouTube. Like, I reviewed all these items that people are obsessed with on TikTok, so you don't have to. And like, I ordered multiple things from that, and they're great. I'm wearing the face oil foundation right now. Like,
amazing.
It's crazy.
How does it feel?
It's really good. It's like, it's super light, because I don't like wearing foundation anymore. So this is kind of just like a tinted moisturizer. Mm-hmm. And I've noticed after like screaming and laughing and eating and stuff, it doesn't like break up around my chin like it normally does. Well, you know what I mean? Don't you guys hate it when that happens?
I do.
I hate it.
Hate it so much.
I do a lot. Yeah.
Yeah. But so thanks for telling me how you guys take your coffee. I just was very curious. It's like one of those things that you don't really think about. And I like knowing weird little things like that about you guys. Ian, why are you looking at me like that?
What do you mean?
He's FaceTiming you like a parent does when they answer the phone. It's just like they're cheating. Like,
why are you,
hey, sweetie?
You're
I'm walking on my computer.
Can you see me? Can you see me?
Love you,
I think
Mom.
You're frozen. Oh,
all right. Well, let's move on to the next segment, which is going to be actually manned by a man.
Manned?
Oh, manned, snap.
Led by Bob the Builder, if he was also a building, Shane Top.
All right. There's a description.
yes, and it, my dude.
I think I'm saying that because that was a draft in my tweet in my Twitter, and I think that works for whatever you're gonna lead today.
All right. So I was thinking I was looking through my phone the other day, and I came across a bunch of old sketch ideas that I'd written down that never got made. And I thought, wouldn't it be awesome to take this time to talk about or read out or whatever?
Yes.
Sketches, tweets, vines, TikToks, just any ideas that we ever had that have never and probably will never see the light of day. So we can just talk about them now and just laugh. Because I know I have plenty. I'm sure you guys do. Damien has told me ideas from like
you,
10
You
10
remember years ideas ago. That I do not that came from me.
I remember stuff that told me 10 years ago that never got made that I think is so funny. So I would love for us to just like, I don't know, give the listeners a taste of what insanity goes on in our brains that never makes it to the screen.
Nice.
Does anyone want to
I need
begin?
To go into my notes.
Does anyone
I'm
going to
quickly hop in my notes and my Twitter drafts, but I do have a few.
I have a folder on my laptop.
Oh, snap.
Titled Unused Video Ideas. And it has 94 items in it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my
Wait,
goodness.
Wait, how old do these go back, Ian?
I mean, they go back like way back.
You're talking like 2007, probably.
Actually, I'd have to order by. Let me order by date.
Oh man, I'm going through my drafts now, and these are dope. I'm gonna start tweeting a couple while we're doing this.
Do they have to be pit? Like, can they be pit and?
It can be anything. Any ideas you had? Like, I have pit ideas that never got made. I have plenty of sketches. I have tweet drafts that I'm never gonna act like legitimately post.
Yeah.
Okay. So the oldest one I have on here is from 2008.
All right. So Ian, save that for the end. So you guys are gonna get.
Oh my god.
The listeners
any
are
of
gonna,
these cancelable?
Ian, are you able to read this sketch idea?
Yeah.
Okay, then yeah, save there, it there's for a, the end.
There's and a let's few. Disclaim so the listeners- real quick that these are old video ideas and a lot of these videos maybe weren't made for a reason. So relax before anybody freaks out. I'm so ready to hear
but
these.
But dude,
I'm
we get to hear an OG Smosh sketch that never made.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, there's a like even back then we didn't make it. So you know it's going to be real bad.
Oh my God, amazing.
Do we want to take turns?
I don't have nearly as many. I just have like inklings of some and then some that like got kind of far and we never did. But like,
okay.
I got a handful.
So Ian's reading. I'll go ahead. I really want to hear one.
I'm just laughing because I have one titled Saran Wrap. And the only thing I wrote was a video about one of us struggling to cut Saran Wrap.
Yes. That's funny though. That's so relatable. That's gotta be
and
TikTok.
And you know that would have trended in 2008.
That's such a Gus Johnson video today.
Mm-hmm.
Gus Johnson would have made that yesterday.
I don't even know what we were even going at there.
It's just funny.
That is some 2008 crap.
All right.
We have trouble cutting Saran Wrap.
Relatable.
All right.
It is a pain in the ass.
All right. I'll go first. I'm going to read a couple tweets, drafts there that I'm never going to make. So I have this one. This is from way back. It's probably from like 2 years ago. And it just says, first date, her. I'm really religious. I like love the Bible. Me. Oh, yeah. Same. Her. Really? What's your favorite verse? Me. Polynesians 36. Pretty dumb.
I don't get it.
The one right beneath it is at a party. Me. Okay, let's go around and say what our religions are. Okay, I'll go first. I believe all animals can talk, but they just don't want to. What about you, Jeff? Catholic?
You like reversed the punchline there. Like you went with the wacky and then set up normalcy. I like it.
Just insanely dumb things. And then beneath that, I have something that just says fuck boy and lava bitch. So,
wow. Love that.
I don't know what.
Love that. I had that one sketch. I don't know if Shane, maybe you remember it because I came to it with it a lot and we were kind of getting excited about it, just kind of figuring out how we would do it. But remember Only 90s Kids?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it was like
that
parody.
But I still want to do that.
I mean, is it like topical still? Like
the 90s are always topical.
Yeah, but Only 90s Kids.
I mean, that was a pretty specific meme, but it's not that we can't do it. But
and it was like referencing things from the 90s, and then it starts referencing really messed up things from the 90s, and then Noah like goes insane in it.
I think one of the things that I think the reason why we never made it was because we never really could come to a conclusion on what to do with it. Because one of the things I wanted to do, like towards the end of the song, was start referencing all these things that didn't happen in the 90s.
Oh, yeah, but I was down for that.
Only 90s kids like know this. Like, yeah, when
and it's like photosynthesis facts, like.
It's just all just like weird shit that never happened. Like, yeah, like when Oprah killed that guy in Times Square.
I bet you on my old computer. I wonder if I have the stuff.
You got the stuff.
You got the stuff.
Should I find it? Should I? I should open up my old laptop. I bet there's a bunch of dumb shit in there.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah, dude.
I'll be right back. Damien, do you want to start talking about yours? I'm sorry I won't be.
Yeah, I'm going to hold off on like tweet drafts. I used to be in an improv troupe in college and I loved it. It was a really fun experience and I did it for all the little while I was in college. And we did an annual sketch show. Semi-annual sketch show. We do two a year. Sell out these big theaters. Like we'd actually pack it with like 200 people, mostly our friends, but it was just a lot of fun. And so you could sort of do whatever because we were dumb and in college and it didn't matter. So my favorite one that never saw the light of day was when I started to dip into like historically specific knowledge that nobody could like understand or find funny. And I wrote a sketch called The History of Table Flips. Like... It was a joke for me at the time that, like, whenever anybody said anything that was, like, mildly BS, I'd be like, and pretend to flip a table. So I wrote an entire sketch about it. It had three beats, the first being, of course, the last. No, it was a caveman situation. No lines, just screaming around a table and then flipping it. The second would be the Last Supper with Jesus of Nazareth. And there was a whole situation there. And then the third was either World War One or World War Two, where it was Allied powers just talking about stuff. And I'd have very specific names where it was like, but Duke Wilhelm of Norway, don't you think this? And it's like, well, no, Denmark, I think this. And whoom. Wasn't funny, like most sketches should be. So it did not see the light of day. But I was very proud at the time.
I'll say that sketch makes, like, from your brain, that sketch makes a lot of sense.
Thanks, man.
I remember going to one of your sketch shows, and the sketch that you had written was a sitcom where a kid finds a genie lamp, yes, and his mom becomes Tilda Swinton.
Yes, his mom is Tilda Swinton. His mom doesn't become Tilda Swinton. His mom just is Tilda Swinton now. You know what I mean? So literally, like, it would be like, I come downstairs, and I'm like, good morning, mom, Tilda Swinton. And then you'd hear, like, an audience laugh track, and she'd be like, I was in the Golden Compass. Did you see that movie? I'm like, oh, mom, Tilda Swinton. Then audience laugh track. And then I had a brother who came downstairs who kept finding poop, and it was his. And that was the whole punchline. That was my college improv troupe. I've
hell yeah
somehow grown and regressed at the same time.
Love God, so good.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Yeah.
Should I throw a couple out?
Yeah, throw some gold our way.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Golden All compass, right. Tilda Swinton.
This one was from 2000. Well, I guess we wrote down a series of ideas that I put on a text file that said video ideas 1/10/13. So I guess January 10th of 2013. So 7 years ago, not that bad. That would have been we were still shooting in Sacramento. Mm-hmm. This was a music video about how great nature is. Mm-hmm. Two people singing about it, not rap, more singing like a hair ballad or a Disney song, shot in a forest, lake, or other nature areas. But it's obvious that the people singing the song can't stand to be around nature because it's gross and disgusting. Video starts to fall apart throughout the song as they all freak out over nasty stuff in nature.
Sounds like a modern, like, traveling vlog couple that hates nature.
Yes.
Like,
yeah. This sounds very relevant to now.
Yeah, so this holds up.
They're trying to talk about how great nature is, but they're being bit by mosquitoes and walking through mud and touching trees and being attacked by bats and birds.
Was that inspired by, like, Insane Clown Posse Magnets? Was it written around that time?
Oh, yeah, probably.
That's the vibe I'm getting.
2013. I mean, that's
Wow.
Wow.
I mean, nothing can beat the Saran Wrap video.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about the Saran Wrap.
I love that.
I think you should make that sketch.
That's
found the new Tinder for hot dogs.
Such a gold mine, guys, on my old computer.
Ooh.
I actually ended up pitching a bunch of these for the, like, rejected commercials that we did when we first came back to came back with Mythical.
Mm-hmm.
So this was like it started out as rejected PSAs. There's this one that we didn't use that I have written on here, and it says Harry Styles looks to the camera, and I wrote in parentheses, or it could be any sort of cool or masculine man, and Harry Styles says, hi, I'm Harry Styles, and today I'm here to talk to you about a subject that is dear to my heart. Then it says, happy musical voice with a fun title card. And it just goes, anal bleaching.
What?
That's so you. What? That is so you.
I'm not surprised at all.
Oh my goodness.
Good God. Your brain.
It's beautiful and I love it.
All right, who's next?
Courtney, I think you are.
Oh shit. Okay. Okay, sometimes when I have like, if it's not a full sketch idea, I'll just think of a really funny like back and forth of dialogue that I'll want to like insert into a sketch somehow. So here's like random quotes like, "This tastes like chewed up pigeon." Or this one is two people talking. "Ew, did someone fart?" And this one's like, "I didn't. Did you?" And the first person's like, "No, this was definitely not me. This fart smells disgusting. And I love the smell of my farts." So.
That's amazing.
It just sounds like my brother.
I have one, just a text just saying, "Superheroes have to go to the DMV too."
Batman straight up does have to go to the DMV. Like Bruce Wayne has to.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think
the Batmobile? Yeah.
His superpowers cannot help him there.
It's very similar to the next sketch I'm about to talk about.
Nice.
Which is weird.
I also had, we talked about doing this, but I think it just kind of gets forgotten. The Hoarders camera roll edition.
Oh God, that's so good.
Holy crap.
So good.
That's really good.
The date referee.
That's kind of funny.
I don't know.
Dating fouls.
I feel like that should be like an honest, like that should be a dating show on Netflix.
A date, like a referee, like helping the date along.
Yeah. Like you get a foul or like a red flag or a yellow flag if you do something that you shouldn't be doing on the date.
But I don't want them to like gently adjust the date. I want them to like blow a whistle for 30 full seconds.
Oh yeah.
Like while they're just
flag,
like sitting there
right onto your food.
Just continuously. God. Yes.
And then the last one I'll say for this turn is, I think a year ago I needed to buy a sleeping bag to go hiking and I just wanted like a simple sleeping bag. So I went to like REI or one of those, like just one of those camping stores. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yeah, I just need a single person sleeping bag. It's going to be kind of cold though. He's like, okay, this one is good for a 30 degree weather and it's a single person. And I was like, okay, cool. And I just bought it. I didn't really like look at it. So then I went camping with my friends and like they have their normal, you know, it's like flat, like foldy sleeping bag. And then I get into mine and it's literally the tightest little like sarcophagus worm.
Hate that.
Sleeping bag that literally can zip all the way up to your face.
Mm-hmm. That's so awesome.
And so I was hate like that. My friends were just laughing at me from across the tent as I'm like wiggling and writhing around in my little sleeping bag.
The next morning you were a butterfly.
Yeah. And so I put this extreme hiker bundled up in their mummy sleeping bag but still threatening to beat your ass. So like imagine a couple is like accidentally walking through the campsite. He's like, "Hey, what are you doing? What do you think you're doing, bro?" And he's just like a worm on the ground. Like, "I'll beat your ass." He's just like,
that's very like modern day Monty Python.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Like
get over there. I'll kick
just,
your ass.
It's just a flesh wound.
You can't kick my ass. You're stuck in there. I'm not stuck. I'm suited up.
It's a choice.
It's a choice. I can leave anytime. It's armor, isn't it?
I'm nice and warm.
How are you going to get over here?
I'm a wiggle.
I'm a wiggle over there.
I've learned from nature being out here.
I am nature.
A coyote's like nipping at the sleeping bag. He's like, "Oh, get away."
His little toes.
Why, fuck off.
You watch him get eaten by animals and he can't get out.
A bear just drags him away. Okay.
If it were Monty Python, they'd be like, "Do you need help?" And he's like, "I don't need help."
Yeah.
Fine. I trained him to do this. Trained him to eat you. I did.
I'm a master of nature.
All right, who's next?
Okay, I believe it's you or is it me?
I believe it's me. I'm gonna have Courtney after Courtney last time.
Okay, great.
This was the first sketch I ever pitched when joining that improv troupe. It is very timing based, so I'm going to talk about it and it's not going to hit the same, but that's okay. So imagine the view from like a TV and it's just two roommates sitting there playing video games, except one of them is clearly Batman in a full on like bat suit costume. Just incredibly, incredibly well done. It is clearly Batman. So I want like a minute and a half of you just hear no dialogue, just like the lights on their face from the TV, the controller just clacking like a. Then eventually one turns to the other and is like, hey man, I gotta ask, are you Batman? And he goes, no. And he's like, all right. And that's the whole sketch. The alternate end is that you go for another minute of playing video games and then Batman grapples out the window for some reason.
Nice. Yeah, you see the little searchlight light in the out in the window, and he's like,
and then the roommate's still just like, I think he might be Batman. That's the whole thing.
That's awesome.
They didn't like it.
Oh.
My art was not appreciated in its time.
I'm so sorry.
I know. Life
that's
is hard.
It's pretty great.
Thank you.
I like that you wrote that. You wrote that for Comedus, you said?
Yeah.
I like the grappling hook, like you were going to do a full-on Spider-Man on Broadway type thing.
Complete with injuries.
And just, yeah. Full-on with you breaking your legs.
Commit to your craft, man.
For the sake of art.
Would you break your legs for an improv scene? I would.
That's so. Full. The problem is that's not space work. It's too real.
That's true.
I love that. I have a sketch idea that I found this morning that I had written years ago, and it's called Guillotine. And so it takes place in the 1700s. We're at a town square, and a man is about to be beheaded. And a judge is up there, and he surveys the crowd, and he says, "You have all gathered here today to witness the execution of a foul criminal, found guilty of many horrible crimes. We see the guilty man bent over. He looks sad and defeated. On my count, the rope shall be cut, and this wretched soul will be thrown to the fiery abyss of hell. 3, 2, 1. And then a commoner stands up, and he goes, "Wait!" And before the executioner can kill the man, this commoner gets up, and he goes, "Let him live. No man is deserving of such a death. You do not have the authority to make that judgment, and neither do you. Only God has the right to strike down those he deems guilty." The commoner turns to them and speaks to the crowd. "This man is a human being, just like you and I, with a story and a family. Tell me, sir, what is your passion?" The man looks up and he says, "Writing opinion posts on Facebook? See? Wait, what?" Yeah, then I read other people's posts and play devil's advocate to their argument, no matter what it is. The crowd begins chattering. They clearly want him dead. Wait, that's but one facet of this being. Tell me about yourself. What makes you, tell me what makes you a human being? Well, I love movies. Oh, what kind? Probably anything with Larry the Cable Guy. The crowd disapproves. Anything else? Probably any TV show with Ashton Kutcher. You've never seen, like, I don't know, like Breaking Bad? It was boring. Kill him!
Oh my God.
Like, the commoner keeps trying, and he's like, "Come on, there's gotta be something unique and special about you." He's like, "Well, I never turn right on red." It's just
amazing.
He just keeps being the worst
Jesus
person.
Christ.
That almost sounds like a Rick and Morty thing to me, where like Morty's trying to convince them that, like, you know, "I don't know how you do it here, but on Earth, this man deserves a trial." And then he's just like the worst man. Oh,
yeah.
God.
I think you created Rick and Morty.
They always do that switch where it's worse. Like, it's like the one where the guy, Morty fights for his life. He's like, "No, Rick, don't kill him. Like, hell doesn't exist," whatever. And at the end, he gets hit over by a car and he gets dragged to hell. He's like, "Oh, I blame you.
It's real. All of this was real. I blame you."
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yes.
I love this.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Cosi starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at cosi.org.
Okay, so...
Oh, God.
Y'all remember That Damn Neighbor by any
chance?
Yes,
sir.
So, of course.
So it was like one of the most... Oh, yeah. One of the more like popular characters that we created like way back in the day. It was these two like hillbilly characters, Cletus and Benny Jean, and then this neighbor character that would just stand there and always try to steal Cletus's lawn flamingo.
Mm-hmm.
So it was popular. People wanted more of it, and we made three, and we never made the fourth, but we wrote an outline for it.
Ooh. Oh, didn't we see the guy who plays that damn neighbor in Sacramento?
Yeah,
a few times, but that was the last time we saw him.
Yeah, I brought him out to the live show.
Yeah, that was great.
And he drank your ciders.
My cider. That's okay. I was too busy doing my skin routine to enjoy.
And this whole outline is two lines. So clearly didn't get that far.
Right.
Here it is. All that's written is that Benny Jean and Cletus use a grappling hook to go over a 5-foot fence, and they're scared to jump down, and Cletus accidentally falls on the flamingo and it goes up his ass.
Oh my God. I can already see I can already see the art department creating the flamingo that's supposed to look like it's up the neighbor's ass.
Yeah.
I can already see them working on it. Like, oh my God, that's incredible.
Damn, that's actually, dude, I'm actually laughing at the idea of a sketch where some people are trying to hop a fence, but they get stuck at the top of it. And the whole sketch is them on top of the fence being scared to jump down. For like
I love
days.
That. I love Brandy. Stuff like that. Like simple stuff like that.
Yeah. Let's see. Let me throw one more out.
Any really bad ones?
Yeah. Are you saying that wasn't a really bad one?
Yeah, Ian. These are all amazing sketches.
Yeah.
I would make these tomorrow.
Right. Today. Uh-oh.
What? You have to read it now. You have to read
it. Oh, God. I mean, if it's too bad, we're just going to knock.
Okay. This is...
Again, long failed. Time ago.
Something labeled failed TV shows. All that's written is a narcoleptic knife/gun/scissor instructor/salesman.
Oh.
And then the other failed TV show that we wrote. Well, then we wrote something about New Jersey. That's what was written.
Anything
about New Jersey. Just dumb.
And then the last one. So back in the day, listicles were a really big thing on like websites. Like before social media took over everyone's time on the internet, there existed websites. Who would have thunk?
Wow.
And these websites, you would go to them to do things other than tweet or post pictures or do fun dances. And so we had a website in smosh.com, and we had this thing called the Smosh Pit. And that is where we posted all these like funny, like 10 funny things about this, like 10, it was like tattoo fails and that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And we had like writers make these listicles. I guess I also wrote a bunch of ideas for these listicles, and they're super fucking cringy. And obviously we never made it. It was just stream of consciousness. Here's some listicle ideas.
10 pictures of my balls.
Very close.
Picture number one.
10 reasons why string cheese is cooler than ninjas.
Oh my God, Ian. Keep going.
Nice.
10 works of art that suck.
Number one, that's the Mona funny. Lisa.
It does. These are it so really fucking cringy. 10 ways to defeat a drunk pirate.
Oh my God, Ian.
10 worst police sketches.
That's actually
that would be. That'd
good,
be
I think good. That's a good list.
There's a good one.
No, but it's literally a police officer sketch comedy at like the officer's ball every year. It's like, yeah, find videos of that. That's what.
You yeah.
These are making me tear up because they're so cringe. 5 movies that were so bad, they were awesome.
Oh, I'm the queen of those lists.
Yeah.
That's a normal list.
Vegetables that look like penises.
Oh my God.
That is okay. Some teenage Ian shit.
All right, moving on.
Hold on, there's more.
Oh God. Yeah, Courtney, there's more.
Celebrities with weird eyes.
Is this a Steve Buscemi
that's
10
so
times?
Mean.
Oh, and it says in parentheses, like as an instruction for this listicle, to flip the eyes around.
Oh, that's God. Funny. That's
here's another one. Oh, celebrities with weird mouths.
Oh my God. Owen Wilson.
Wow. For Owen Wilson like that?
His and lips that's, are crazier than a roll.
That, is that it?
Save some more.
What? Okay, I'm just going to say this one, though, because I don't understand it. Maybe I stopped writing in the middle of the sentence.
What is it?
I don't.
Read words. It.
If sea animals.
Come on.
What the fuck? Okay, all right.
Come on.
I feel like I'm high right now.
Read.
If sea animals had eggs.
What?
I don't know what it's supposed to mean.
The highest non-smoker in the planet.
If sea animals had eggs.
Not laid eggs, if they just had them.
Like a seahorse just holding like a chicken egg? Is that what you mean?
But what's confusing is that it's spelled, eggs is spelled just E-G-S. So was I about to write something and I got distracted? Or did I... Is that an acronym? Like,
yeah. I don't see you being anywhere near sober writing
I'm
this.
I'm crying.
Okay. What kind of crack were you smoking?
I never, at this time in my life, I probably partook in marijuana twice.
Whoa. So you're two times a criminal.
Cancel and look him. What it did to you.
Oh,
the animals had eggs. What if sea animals had eggs?
Yo, hold on. But what if, guys, what if sea animals had eggs?
Oh my God, dude.
We should get a sea animal. We should get a sea animal, give it an egg, and just see what happens.
That's what I'm telling you, that's what's wrong with the government is that sea animals don't have eggs, man.
What?
Well, that's incredible.
Eggs. Yeah. That's what's wrong with the world.
I also have a folder of like pictures that I saved way back in the day because I thought, oh, like maybe that'd be funny for like a Smosh Pit article, and they're super cringy.
Okay, save them for the next round. Save them for the next round.
Too much fire.
I have this one. A guy who's pissed off at girls for sneakily shopping in the men's section. He like stands guard in the men's section at Target. And he's like, literally, hey, hey. And the girls are all like deer in headlights and like run off because
amazing.
I'm always getting the men's flannels or like giant crew necks and stuff. So imagine a guy like trying to gatekeep the men's section from women.
That's funny.
Like as if like women have taken so many things from men and so they can't have their flannels. And it would be like a little bit of social commentary of a woman or like another dude being like, hey man, it's all right. I wear women's tank tops. Like, I don't know.
And it's just like ripped off of his body.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's a huge dude. It's like hardly on him.
Oh my God. Remember when you wore the clever TV tank top on
Sleepover? Oh my God. Yeah. Clever TV had these little tank tops and I wore one. And I mean, I was having trouble breathing. In it.
Wow.
Because they were so made very funny. Small.
Oh, and this one is called Sheeple Characters. I remember I really wanted to have a sketch. And I think it like would have started with like us being ourselves and like some crazy thing happening. And then all of a sudden, like a group of people who look very bland, very basic, walk up and like, hey, we saw there's a crowd over here. Thought we'd see what was up. I was like, why? They go, you know, like, oh, well, we pulled over because we saw there was some police cars and like a crowd. So like just like sheeple who do things like, oh, there's this line. So we decided to get in line. Like,
oh, that's actually really funny.
You know, like, oh, there was a sale at Target. So we went to Target during their sale. Like things that people don't do.
I'm going to take this really dark and we can cut it. But it's like if someone was about to jump off a bridge and they're like, oh, what are we in line for?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right oh behind God. Them. Like, oh, hell
what
yeah.
Are you doing?
Me next.
Yeah. Like just like sheeple that all will do things because like, oh, there's a sign that says like sign up here. So we're going to like sign up for this.
It reminds me. Yeah. It reminds me. There's this Mitchell and Webb sketch. They're a British sketch duo where it's a guy, if a mediator between two politicians, and the politicians keep telling him things like, my opponent is a liar and actually wants to tank the economy. And the mediator's like, oh my God, I can't believe that.
And believing everything they're saying.
Why would you do that? He's like, no, I've never said that. My opponent actually is taking money from big funders and he wants to bring big oil back and destroy the nature. And he's like, oh my God, what? Like,
oh, I love that. I love that.
So good.
Amazing.
But you didn't write that.
No, that is a Mitchell and Webb sketch.
Really funny. I like
okay.
that.
Okay.
There's this thing I wrote that's literally just, what up? I'm St. Deandra, but you can just call me STDD.
That's a great character.
I think I was trying to write like some sort of trailer for when we came back from the shutdown.
Mm-hmm.
And it was going to be like action movie-ish and it had everyone in it. Like all of us jam-packed into a van. Basically, it looks like something like a fan fiction would have written.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Like where it's like, oh, Joven and it has all these lines and then Anthony's even there, like just wishing us luck. And like,
oh.
Yeah. And then the end is like the VO of like coming this spring to a channel you should probably be subscribed to already. Notification squad, where are you at? Retweet this if you will have bad luck for 3 months. Alexa, stop. Subscribe to PewDiePie. Oh,
no. Just everything.
Just like all this weird shit.
Hell yeah. I'll be right back.
Go, Damien.
Okay, good. While Shane's gone, I can finally get all my good stuff out.
Yeah.
So I've always wanted to like write a sketch where someone has like a very long and complicated name that starts with a D, and then they realize like, you know, no one's going to want that, but they're also a peanut farmer, so they keep selling D's nuts. And it's just like a 3 to 4 minute sketch where they're very like earnestly like, that's why I put so much care into D's nuts.
Oh my nuts. God.
So that's one.
That's similar to our the Dixon apple cider company.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude,
I didn't watch Smosh though, so I don't know.
Speaking of Dixon cider, you know how we have a coffee? We should make a cider and call it Dixon cider.
Well, we gotta make it from apples from the town of Dixon.
Whoa. Hell
yeah. Otherwise it's a lie.
It's a lie.
But actually that's a great idea. I just don't know how.
Hey, anybody know any breweries?
Actually, yes.
Ooh, because I was thinking like apple cider, but I wasn't thinking like alcoholic cider.
I mean, we could just do a non-alcoholic version and alcoholic version.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just sky's the limit.
Your girl's favorite party drink is just a plain old cider.
Bro,
it's just juice.
It's just juice, spicy juice.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I have a couple more.
Yes, go for it.
I used to be like super anti, like, apple stuff because I was like a full of piss and vinegar as like a young 20s man, and I was like very angry about like how the company was run. So I would always pitch a sketch every year where like there was a bunch of people in a line and it'd be like, hey, what are you guys waiting for? And at this time it was like older, so they're like, the new iPhone 6, like it just came out, so we have to get it. And you're like, oh man, you guys always get this new thing. You don't need a new phone all the time. Like, they've got you wrapped around their finger. And then someone on the line's like, hey, buddy, for your information, I have to get this new phone today because, like, as soon as they announced it, my old phone stopped working. And then someone else on the line's like, me too. And they're like, yeah, me too. They're like, yeah, me too, smart guy. And it's like, all right, none of you guys see a problem with that? And they're like, no. He's like, all right. And then he just joins the line because it is a cool phone.
nice.
Oh my God.
And then, and now I have an Apple. And then I have a few tweets that I'll never release. Norman Reedus with diabetes in Adidas sent tweet.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Come on.
Just tweet it.
I might.
I'm so
good.
I might.
I'm
do
bummed.
That.
I deleted Twitter this week, and so all my drafts are gone.
Oh no!
You deleted us.
I deleted
Twitter
for a couple of days to give myself a break from the craziness.
It's smart.
But,
you tweet us, delete us.
I tweet us, delete us, cetus, lapidus, breedus. But it's back, and all my drafts are gone. But it's okay. I think a lot of it was just me. Like tweeting my opinion about something. So it wasn't like funny. So it was like, this is pointless. I'll just write it out so I get it out of my system.
Constantly have opinion stuff just saved in drafts because I'm like, I don't want to throw my hat in any ring. Like I started one with like the whole COVID situation where, and it's literally half a draft where it just says, maybe, just maybe, if you need to constantly remind someone to wash their hands, and then it just cuts off. I'm like, yep, yeah, whatever statement I was going to. Say there was not needed. I've also got what's your favorite Gilligan's Island theme song? and then there's the Twitter do your thing meme where people like want social media to fix it. So I just wrote, haven't taken a dump all day, Twitter do your thing.
I love stuff like that.
That's why great. Did you fail your midterm? Wrong answers only. And that's a double joke because there's wrong answer. So.
Well done.
Thank you.
I like that. Yeah, I always like feel like it's nice to get your opinion out there, but I really like keeping my Twitter just like, just funny, dumb stuff.
Same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not everybody needs to know my opinion on every little thing.
Yeah.
It's not that special.
Also, yeah. Also, a million people like have already said it that are more important than me. So
that's true.
Like,
I think opinions are important, but opinions on Twitter, I just don't think it ever does anything.
Yeah.
That's my opinion. Anyways. But when we started this pod, I forgot that I have literally a book of bad ideas.
Whoa. Oh.
Nice. So
what a good way to finish this off.
Well, we need still Ian's 2008. Yeah. Sketch, but here's a couple. Courtney is on her period and it just turns her into a middle-aged man.
Oh yeah, I remember you talking about that one.
I have Scrabble Migos edition. nice. Where someone's just like, oh sweet, I won. I've got going across.
skirt.
Oh, going back in time and finding out that everyone has weird voices. So you go back to the 1800s and everyone's like, hey, how's it going? It's like, wait, what? It's like, yeah, this is how everyone talks in the 1800s. You didn't know? And it's just like, what?
Yeah, because we couldn't hear them.
Nice. You go back to the middle age and just like, hey, how's it going? It's just like, this is what people talk like? It's like, what are you talking about? It's
yeah.
Like, we have no idea.
You go to 1300s, it's like.
And then a sketch. Not necessarily a sketch, but just a visual that Damien and I talk about all the time is if Damien and I were invincible and had super strength, how much fun it would be to just occasionally just like punch one of us so hard that we're just fly. You're just like, we get launched into space. Just like, it's like us just like. Are like shirt fluttering.
Just two indestructible dudes.
Someone in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean sees something skidding across the ocean. And it's just Damien, smile on his face, just launching. He's just like, shoo! Just like, so bad. You just like punch him and he just like flies into space. The moon just kind of shatters.
Oh my God.
Stuff like that. But we're fine.
We could do
we're
that.
We're invincible. But I just laugh at the visual of just launching each other.
Let's film it, dude.
Yeah, let's just film it.
We'll just
hire a stunt team. That's all you need.
Oh my God.
How do I share? Do you have any more or should I?
No, let's have let's you be the finale guy and then you're ready to shoot. Do
okay.
that.
I think we're running out of time. So, yeah. Ian, give us this ancient gold.
This is an idea that we had pretty much like completely written out and we just never did it because I don't think it was that funny. but it's about. It's called Action News, and it's about like the news stations' ratings are tanking, so they decide that they need to make the news more interesting and more actiony. Just kind of like a satire of real news. Shows the intro, shows different characters, weather with Randy, a bomb diffuser as one of the people that's on the show.
Come on, sell this sketch to us, man.
I am a female news anchor. Go to a guy that's doing the weather. And he's standing in front of a green screen.
Okay.
It's all bad. okay.
The fans have been waiting for this moment.
Okay, there's a guy standing outside with an umbrella, and he's wearing a raincoat, and he's over-exaggerating everything, saying the wind is like 40 miles an hour when it's obviously not very windy.
Ian, you are describing the news. Yeah. You are describing the actual news right now.
Breaking news of a mudslide terrorizing a city. It shows a scene of an obviously fake small house on a muddy hill with somebody pouring water on it. Goes a reporter in front of a green screen with maps on the freeway. He's talking about the traffic. Goes a live shot of the freeway. The reporter makes comments about how bad the traffic is and makes a comment about how a guy changing a lane almost created an accident. It's so bad.
So it's like them trying to make action out of a very boring news day.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, so you kind of get what the joke is like immediately, and then
yeah, it's like
keep going.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's all the same joke, and they're like, "Let's go to traffic." Nice. Like, oh my god, it's so dangerous. Like that guy, it's bad. Mm. Like I said, there's a bomb diffuser guy. He's diffusing a nuclear warhead. And just at the moment that he's about to do it, the head of the news station barges in, says the ratings just came in. We're the most watched news station on television. Bomb diffuser jumps up and says, all right. CEO says, Larry, the bomb. The bomb diffuser looks down and says, oh, fuck. And then stock footage of a nuclear blast. Because like half the videos that we made back then ended with somebody getting shot or somebody blowing up.
Amazing. Oh man.
Yeah. You have either a flamingo going up someone's ass.
Yep.
Clear explosion.
Oh, yeah. I like this outline. This outline is called Zelda in Current Time. And I clicked it and nothing was written.
You're just like, that's it like, wouldn't work. He wouldn't be able to do any of the stuff he does. It doesn't work.
It's a great sketch. I love that sketch.
Amazing.
It's my favorite sketch.
There's a lot more. So if we decide to do this again,
we can definitely do this again.
Got a lot more gold.
I love this.
I didn't touch. I've got a good amount of sketches I did not touch on. So
yeah, I'm sure I can find some more. This is like when I'm looking in a super old dinosaur laptop, there's some weird stuff in here, like weird poetry, like weird ideas for jobs that I would love to have one day. So weird.
Great.
But this was a great idea, Shane. Yeah. Good call.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. So shall we bring it into the shoot, dude, and then wrap this big old baby
let's do a little shoot, dude.
Yeah, nice. Shoot dude time.
Nice.
Shoot dude. Shoot dude.
Shoot, 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 dude.
Shoot,
nice.
Shoot,
dude. Nice.
All right. Okay, so this shoot, dude, comes from Elena Carrazana. There's two R's in there, so you got to roll it.
Carrazana.
No, sorry. Carranza.
Okay.
Let's just move past that.
Probably.
Elena.
Elena says, I was on a video call with my college class and our professor sent us into groups. We've been in these groups a few times and, you know, it's private groups, so we can kind of chat about what we want. So one of the people in my group starts talking smack about the professor. The rest of my group, including myself, are kind of just like, yeah, haha, yeah. And wouldn't you know, my professor messages the group saying she heard everything. Yikes. Of course, I messaged her immediately and apologized for being complacent in the situation. I think she took it well and appreciated it, but still, yikes.
Oh.
She's actually a very kind and understanding professor, so she definitely didn't deserve to hear that. Moral of the story, wait until you're out of the video program to talk smack, because your professor probably has access to join without you even knowing. Also, if you get caught, just apologize, even if you weren't the one gossiping. Even still, shoot, dude.
Shoot, dude.
Shoot, dude. I was going to say, apologizing for, like, being complacent is the ultimate, like, hey, I just wanted you to know that this wasn't me at all, but I could have stopped it. And for that, I'm sorry. Like, it's it's very much, like, not taking responsibility, but also, like,
yeah,
because,
like,
name.
It was, I wish I knew, like, what the person who was talking smack was saying, like, what kind of stuff. Oh, my God. If you have you guys ever, like, been caught talking smack about someone or, like, accidentally sent it to
absolutely.
Them?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Oh, I was at a restaurant with some friends. We were at Applebee's in Arizona.
Applesby.
And the waitress comes up and she goes, would you like anything to drink? And my friend goes, yeah, do you have Dr. Pepper? And she goes, no, but we have Cherry Coke. And we were
those
all
are
kinda,
not the same.
We're all kind of like, and then he kind of like, he ordered something else, but she walks away and we started making jokes about it. We're like, yeah, do you have Coca-Cola? No, but we do have lemonade. And like, kept getting crazier. Oh, and then eventually I go, hey, do you have Pepsi? No, but we do have my grandmother's piss. And then I look over and the waitress is right there.
Oh, that's a shit, like, dude.
And I was just like, oh, duh, duh.
Oh,
I like to imagine.
God.
I like to imagine she was just like, she was just standing there like this. And then you look over, she's like,
yes.
Just drops all the stuff.
Yeah, just drops amazing. All the food. Aww. No, but she like, yeah, she luckily, like, I mean, we were teenagers, but
no,
I still
funny.
Think she probably spit in our food.
Oh, that's fine.
Yeah,
you build up your immune system.
But come on, Dr. Pepper and Cherry Coke are not the same.
They're not the same.
No,
to be
I'm
fair,
not the same.
If you don't
I'm
have Mr.
Same.
Pibb, it is probably the most comparable thing next, other than like a
yeah,
root beer.
But like,
I will
but still,
say,
just
maybe,
say we don't have it.
Yeah, but I think maybe they're trained to be like, if we just say no, we don't have something, it's like negative and can make
right.
that person like mad. Right. So if they're like, but we do have this, it's trying to keep it positive.
I think it's, I think more so it's just like a way to not have to sit there while they deliberate more. Like, so if you say, we don't have that, but we do have this. So please just say yes to this. Cause I don't want to have to explain everything that we
said. She
serve.
Was
every
not
drink,
doing
yeah.
anything wrong. No. Like, and we were only just making fun of that. We weren't trying to make fun of her as much as we were just like making fun of that.
Right. No, yeah, it's fine. I feel like
comparison.
If I was a waitress and it would depend on the day I'm having. If I was having a good day and I said that and I heard them doing that, I would laugh along. But if I was like already having a bad day, I would have been like, God damn it, this sucks.
Mm-hmm.
So it depends.
They're teenagers.
We were just,
they're already not going to tip. Damn it.
We were just teenage dudes. Like, we're going to make fun of anything. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah. There's not a whole lot going on when you can't
I was hoping that you were saying when you said we don't have Pepsi, but we do have my grandma's piss, that you're going to say that your grandma was sitting in a table over.
And then I looked over, my grandma was there. Oh.
And she was the waitress.
Shit,
like, oh, grandma, why are you working? You're old.
All right.
Oh, my God.
Well, send your shoot dudes to shootdude@smosh.com. Yeah. Yeah. Shootdude@smosh.com. That's shoot dude with a D.
D-O-O-D. And we're like, I'm really excited personally for next week's podcast because we're going to have a special guest.
Who?
My sister, Carrie Miller.
Why would you do that?
And Ian didn't know.
I don't know if I have enough time to get a ring.
No, no, no.
What are we bringing?
I
what
get
are
it.
We,
dating has we... been hard in quarantine, but no. She's just coming on because I want to talk to my sister and it'd be fun and like, don't make it weird.
But look, like Ian for next week's shoot, for next week's shoot, dude, you should just shoot your shot.
Like,
yeah, but that's going to be fun. She's going to be video chatting from my dad's house. So it'll be great. It'll be great.
Yeah.
I'm
really
excited.
And for those that don't know, there was a long running thing of me professing my love for Courtney's sister.
Yeah.
Well, not professing love, but just saying like,
you just wanted
no,
to
but
court
one
my
day,
sister.
One day we will, you know, we'll live happily ever after. And now I had to face the consequences of making those jokes.
Absolutely.
Great. Awesome.
Oh, it's gonna be stellar.
No, that's gonna be great. That's
looking forward.
It's gonna be fine. It's gonna be fine. It's gonna be okay. I'm not freaking out. You're freaking out.
Oh my God. I love you guys. I miss you guys.
You're okay.
Yeah, you guys are all right.
Ian, what have you been doing every day? I feel like I've talked to you the least during quarantine.
I played this game called Totally Accurate Battle Simulator.
Oh, nice. That's fun.
Tabs.
And I played it way too long last night. And
nice.
Now I have a headache from staring at a screen too late.
Amazing. Same for Final Fantasy.
Yeah. Dude. I've been getting migraines. I don't even know what it's from.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm changing the infrastructure of my Animal Crossing town. It's pretty
I think this is going to be the week that I get Animal Crossing, by the way.
Yes, finally. Do it.
Oh, shit.
And I'm just going to tweet out my friend code and then just let anybody come to mind.
Nope.
I will die. Okay. Well, this has been great, you guys. Thanks mm-hmm. to my boys for having fun with me.
Bye-bye.
And thank you to the listeners and the viewers. You know how it be. We're still putting out content. Some of it's good. Some of it's great. Love y'all. See you next
time. Love y'all.
Bye.
Bye. Call me back in 10 minutes. I need to get some soup.
No.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.